We'll call the Plan Commission meeting in order and ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff?
Here.
Michael Serpy?
Here.
Wayne Kessel?
Here.
Deb Skarda?
Here.
Judy Giuliani is excused. Bill Stobeck is excused. John Skalbeck is excused. Brock Williamson?
Here.
We do have a quorum. And item three is accept the resignation of Jim Bandura. Jim has emailed me and called me the other night and has indicated he is going to resign from the Plan Commission. And it's for no other reason other than he and his wife are going to move to South Carolina. I guess the winters, according to them, are a little bit too harsh in Wisconsin. So hopefully they'll enjoy themselves down there. But Jim was an outstanding Plan Commission member. He did his homework. He did a beautiful job for the village. And I don't know how many years, since 1993, 95, I don't even know.
Over 25. Started,
but a long time. And he will be missed. So with that, I'll ask for a motion to accept his resignation.
So move.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to accept Jim Bandura's resignation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. And consider appointment of the Pleasant Prairie Commission Secretary. I'm going to ask that be tabled until August 12th.
I move it be tabled.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to table the appointment of a secretary until August 12th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Consider approval of the July 8th meeting, minutes of the meeting.
Move they be approved in a printed form.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the July 8th meeting minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jim.
Trustee Serpy, we have one piece of correspondence, and this was a flyer that we received, and this is from the Designing Downtown Pleasant Prairie Committee. They have been working diligently for the last 7 months to develop ideas, concepts, and recommendations for the new Village Green Center downtown. The committee recently hosted a community open house a week ago Thursday, and over 300 residents and developers, business people, others that attended and provided a lot of feedback to the committee. What they are looking for now is to make a formal presentation to the Village Plan Commission, Village Board, and any other interested parties, and that will be on Thursday, July 25th, which is this Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. here at the auditorium. So the presentations will come from the different committees that they have, the Village Marketplace, A Place for Everyone, Leisurely Life, Arrive as You Wish, Pleasantville, Earthly Relations, The Village Voice, and the Epicenter on the Prairie. And so they are very anxious to make the presentations to all of us and to share their ideas for future downtown for Pleasant Prairie.
Jean, I think that's going to be a well-attended meeting. I'm wondering if this room is going to be big enough to handle it.
We will set up as many chairs as we can.
Okay. Okay. Citizens' comments. If there's anybody wishing to speak, now would be your opportunity. We ask that you give your name and address for the record. Anybody wishing to speak? No citizens' comments. So, item eight, new business, public hearing and consideration of a ordinance amendment. Jean?
The first item on the agenda is a request that was being brought forth by the village staff initially. After further evaluation and discussion amongst the staff and evaluation and discussion with the village attorney, it was decided that we are not going to be recommending any changes to the village's land division ordinance, and so we are asking that this item be withdrawn.
Is there a motion for that?
I'll move to withdraw.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to withdraw item A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item B is a request for site and operational plan for Fair Oaks Farm. Jane.
Trustee Serby, members of the Plan Commission and audience, this is a request of Jim Valenti on behalf of Pleasant Prairie 2 Investors LLC, owners of the property located at 10150 80th Avenue. And this is for the approval of site and operational plans for the Fair Oaks Farm to occupy the entire 56,050 square foot building for dry storage and warehousing. Fair Oaks Farms is located within the Lakeview Corporate Park and is currently located in three buildings in Pleasant Prairie, including two sausage and meat production facilities and one warehouse warehouse facility in the corporate park where in they occupy about 50,000 square feet. Pursuant to Fair Oaks Farms, they have been supplying some of the world's best-known restaurant chains and food companies with quality custom meats since 1985. Under Mike Thompson's ownership, revenues have increased over 200%, and staffing has increased threefold from 100 to currently approximately 300 employees. Fair Oaks Farm has been part of the business park since 1992. As a result of their drive for success, the company has added an additional 65,000 square foot facility to the Fair Oaks Farm asset base in 2007. Their needs to run a more diverse product mix of products has increased the need for more storage. This new location will allow them to store their raw materials as well as relocate some of their office staff. Fair Oaks Farm currently manufactures pork sausage and other prepared meat products in two plants, as I had indicated. They are proposing to occupy the entire 56,050 square foot building located at 10150 88th Avenue, again for a second dry storage warehousing facility. Minor interior building modifications are proposed in the existing office and warehousing space, and the village has issued an erosion control permit for the repaving of the existing parking lot. It is anticipated that there will be 15 full-time employees at this location, 10 on the first shift and 5 on the second shift. There are approximately 59 parking spaces along with handicapped accessible spaces on the site, and there's currently six truck parking spaces on the site and 8 dock doors. The parking provided on the site exceeds the number required by the tenant. Tenant improvements on the site is intended to start in July with occupancy plan for October of 2019. With that, I'd like to introduce Jim Valenti, and he can explain a little bit more and also introduce representative from Fair Oaks Farms.
Just name and address for the record, Jim. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jim Valenti. I reside at 776 Pleasant Lane in Glenview, Illinois. Thank you, Plant Commission, for seeing us tonight. I represent the owners of the 10150 80th Avenue building that Gene just referred to. This building was constructed by Valenti Builders, which is a company that I've worked for 40-plus years, back in 1998, along with another building across the street from that building at 10303 80th Avenue. We've been very fortunate that General Binding Corporation, who we built the building for, they were merged with ACCO, in 2005, so we've had one tenant in both these buildings since they were constructed. So it was time to, they announced that they were moving out. Everything's been going real well with ACCO on the move out, and they're out of the building. We've been cleaning up since we met with Gene and Peggy a couple weeks ago. Tonight we're seeking approval for Fair Oaks to occupy the smaller building, the one located at 10150 80th. The plan is to seek approval tonight and then submit our building permit plans and application so we can perform the little bit of remodeling work that's required in the office space, carpet, paint, and there's one additional office that Fair Oaks would like. Fair Oaks Farms, as you know, with Gene's introduction, has their corporate headquarters building in Pleasant Prairie located at 7600 95th Street. I will turn now the presentation of Fair Oaks over to Steve Pasek from Fair Oaks, and he can share some information more about Fair Oaks Farms.
Good evening. I'm Steve Pasek. I'm the Vice President of Finance for Fair Oaks Farms. I live at 1502 East Emerson in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Fair Oaks Farms has been in existence since 1995. Mike Thompson, the current owner, has owned it since 2003. And as we pointed out, if you can go through the slide deck, that's a picture of Mike Thompson, our president. Mike has worked for large corporations. He's worked for Aldi. He's worked for McDonald's most of his career in the supply chain area, and took over the company in 2003. He's been the majority owner since then. If you can keep going through. We've got our mission, vision, and values of what the company stands for. We're a food manufacturer, and we want to feed the world with high-protein meats, which is what we manufacture in those two plants, primarily breakfast sausage. Next one. So those are the two facilities. The one on the left is the East. We've referred to it as the East plant. That's where corporate is. And that's the one on 7600, and the West plant, which is on 8922. The reason why it's convenient for us to have the dry storage is because it's within proximity to both of those plants. And what we're going to keep there primarily are spice, dry spice, plastics, and boxes. And it helps us with the three, with the, we have two shifts that I actually manufacture, one sanitation shift. So they do work up until I think like 1 a.m. So they're done at that point, but a lot of the product comes from that dry storage, and it's very convenient to go through each plant. What makes us different? We've got infrared cooking capabilities. We innovate with our customers for different spice profiles or different food. We have a spiral oven in that in the West facility that we are able to cook differently than infrared. Infrared is essentially searing the product on top. Oven is baking the product. It gives a different flavor profile. We have a strong reputation for safety and food quality. BRC is a global standard for recognition of your manufacturing process and quality. It's a worldwide recognition. Both plants, since I've been there since 2017 for 2 years, received a double A and single A rating, which is the highest you can achieve in those rewards. Next slide, please. Some of the product offerings we make in both plants: sausage patties, meatballs, rib-shaped patties, pizza crumbles, so toppings on frozen pizza, breakfast crumbles in a sausage burrito, if you will, sausage links, turkey sausage patties, and we don't manufacture the bacon on site. We have a co-packer that does that with us, so we don't actually produce bacon in those two plants, just pork, turkey, and sausage. So we can produce just about anything you ask in the frozen arena, whether it's a protein, chicken, or turkey. Next. So this is a listing of our current customer profile. Our largest customer is McDonald's. There's a couple on there that we don't do business with anymore, and it's just because of pricing issues. We had dropped them. Tim Hortons in Boston Market we don't supply, but everybody else on there we do supply. And we are happy with our customer profile and the base that we can share with folks. We are a private label, so you won't necessarily see our label on any of the products that we do sell. So if you go to McDonald's and have a sausage biscuit, chances are we're their largest supplier, so chances are you're having a Fair Oaks Farms sausage patty, which is pretty cool. Some of our sustainability that we've put up there that we've worked hard to achieve over the years, whether it be electricity, we tried to contain the waste and water savings. So, Mike is a minority. It's a minority in company. We've achieved some recognition at Mike's behest in how he runs the company and how we do our hiring practices. So that's pervasive throughout the company. And then our community involvement. And Mike recently is on the, I think it's the Kenosha Business Association, the CABA board. He is a member of that, and we are looking for opportunities within the community to continue our community involvement. That's it. Any questions?
Comments or questions from the...
I'm just kind of curious. What does the FDA come and inspect you guys?
USDA has two offices on site. So after every shift, the USDA will go through and inspect every single run that we have, and they actually approve what we produce. Okay. There's no requirement to us to be federally mandated, so the FDA doesn't get involved unless they're needed. But USDA, they have offices on site. They have literally offices in both plants.
Okay. Thanks.
Rocky.
Are you guys nationwide, or... Or are you just manufacturer here?
We just manufacture in those two facilities, but we sell nationwide. So I like to say there's three suppliers of – McDonald's is our biggest customer. There's three suppliers. There's us, and there's two other locations. So there's probably a better than 30% chance across North America you're going to have the Fair Oaks Farm sausage. We are sole supplier in Canada as well of breakfast sausage.
And then do you bring the meats in raw, like refrigerated raw? Or
yes, and they go through the process. So they don't stay on site. They will – not necessarily for 24 hours, but there are trucks that come in all hours of the day that once it hits the door, it runs because there isn't that much space to hold that much protein raw.
Right. So. Okay, thank you.
What process do you have in place to keep the fat from going into the sewer system?
We have been going through wastewater, and I've got our maintenance engineer here, Brent, who could speak to that more technically than I could. But that has been – because there are two plants that are different. There's a Park Cook, that's East facility. There's a Fully Cooked, which is the West facility. So, Brent, if you want to speak to that.
Hey, good evening. Brent Butterfield. I am the Senior Facility Engineering Manager. In 2017, we installed what we call a GEM unit. in our West facility. It is a chemical system that removes the fat, TSS, and VOD out of the process. I think probably some of you are aware we had struggles with that back in early 2017, 2016. Since about October of last year, I think we've hit zero surcharges except for 1 month when we had $2,500. So we're significantly less, about 99%.
Is this collected and then hauled away? Or?
It is. So it is sold to a pet food manufacturer out of Green Bay, and that's what they use it in.
Okay.
That's good to hear. I mean, you know, it's I know for TSS and BOD there's a surcharge.
Correct.
For us, it's not a profit center. We turn around and give it right to the Kenosha Water Utility.
Yep, absolutely.
They bill us, so it doesn't help anybody but them to that charge. So
I keep in contact with Tom up quite a bit, and I think they're relatively pleased with our progress over the last 12 months. So.
Good.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, I have none.
It's always good to see an existing company in Pleasant Prairie expand their operation. We appreciate it, believe me. We also have land available for housing if you wish to move up from Pleasant Prairie.
I told them I live in Wisconsin. It's the best place. I've told them.
What's your pleasure on this?
I move we approve the site and operation plan as presented.
I'm second.
Motion made and second for a site and operational plan approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you, and look forward to continue working with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item C, Plan Commission Resolution 1909.
This resolution 1909 is to allow the village staff to reevaluate zoning fees imposed by the village regarding applications and zoning fees. So we ask for your support of this resolution. We'd come back at a later date with the public hearing with the proposed changes.
What's your pleasure?
Move resolution 1909.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of 1909 to come back for a public hearing at a later date. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Very quick.